Hey, it's Outside the Box, trying to be sane in an insane world. Today's topic is crazy. Part of outside the box thinking is recognizing that your ideas, crazy as they may seem, are really sensible responses and solutions to a sick society. What others describe as so-called normal could be the path to destruction, while your strange, outside-the-box ideas may save us all. One of my favorite sayings, written on a wall in England, is, quote, "Do not adjust your mind. There is fault in reality," end quote. This message seemed even more true to me when I read about an experiment carried out 40 years ago by psychologist David Rosenhan, described in an article entitled "On Being Sane in Insane Places." For this study, 8 people connected to a university psychology program tried to gain entry to nearby mental hospitals by claiming they heard voices. The group included 3 psychologists, a psychology grad student, a psychiatrist, a homemaker, a painter, and a pediatrician, though they gave fictitious names and in some cases false occupations. All were admitted with a diagnosis of schizophrenia, or, in one case, bipolar disorder. But once inside the hospital, they acted entirely normal, whatever that means, and said they no longer heard those voices. In other words, except for a brief period when they apparently were hearing something, they acted perfectly sane. It took them between 7 and 52 days to convince hospital staff that they no longer needed to be in the hospital. All were released with their schizophrenic symptoms, quote, "in remission," unquote. That meant that, according to the hospital, and at least anyone else who got the information, each of them was still a schizophrenic. Ironically, other patients in these hospitals knew more about these pseudo-patients than the staff. In 3 cases where a count was kept, at least 35 of 118 other patients in the hospital believed the new arrivals weren't crazy. One said, quote, "You're not crazy. You're a journalist or a professor. You're checking up on the hospital," end quote. The same could not be said of much of the staff. Often staff would attribute perfectly normal behavior, such as writing notes or pacing up and down because of boredom, to the patient's diagnoses. Once diagnosed schizophrenic, always schizophrenic. Beyond the issue of labeling people with mental illness and what it does to their lives, the experiment also brings up the question of who is sane, who is insane, and can we really tell the difference? Is it sane or insane for someone to shoot another person? Or to talk to themselves? To have visions or hear voices with religious messages? To intentionally get arrested for something they believe in? To judge themselves sane and others crazy? Is it sane for a country's government to engage in revenge killings and to invade another country? Or for one person working full-time to make $8 an hour while someone else makes $8,000 an hour? Remember my favorite quote, "Do not adjust your mind, there is fault in reality"? It makes me wonder how much of that fault in reality is in fact in our culture, our institutions, our social values, our way of life. I'm also curious as to whether psychiatric hospitals would still admit those 8 people 40 years later, and if so, would they get the same diagnosis? And I wonder if our attitude towards those with so-called mental illness has changed, or if they're still mostly a stereotype in our minds. How much do you think the craziness you experience is your own, and how much is due to the society you live in? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping I'm contributing sanity to the world rather than making it more crazy.